Alright, time for another DoNutGod.com video presentation. So, something not entirely different, but different enough. No brains in head did a video. This video, pretty much. But, you know, it's sort of an interesting, you know, nostalgic walk through the past or something. You know, characters from the past. Yeah. Whatever, past arguments about past things that seemed relevant, but, you know, really weren't that relevant. Not that meaningful. I'm just going based on current politics, which doesn't mean anything at all, because it's just nobody says anything that's rational. Frankly, completely. I mean, there's just no, you know, there's no idea or anything that's been thought through that really can work, any of that kind of stuff. So there's no side to be on, you know. The good guys look pretty much just as bad as the bad guys, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, just can't be for anything. Just be against it. Yeah. And so anyway, so they're talking about antinatalism, which is, you know, really good. You know, that it's getting some traction as a conversation. Well, it should, though. I mean, it's way late when you consider how many people in educated countries don't choose to get married or have kids. You know, and they certainly at least don't choose to have kids without getting married. And it's only dopes and morons and silly fucktards that are really generating any human population. Because, you know, even the ones who have kids do it in some sort of clean and neat way where they only have one or two. And it's just not enough to sustain human population. Certainly not going to grow population, which is first step. But anyway, so this is the amazing atheist, Paul Zigo, and whatever he was, the brother. Okay, so it's Vigo the Destroyer. Mini-me, and Paul's ego, you know, is sort of Jabba the Hutt. He sort of got that kind of attitude, ha 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 ha, you know, drugs and eating frogs and stuff, which, you know, I just don't really understand any of that, but I don't even understand the whole beard culture thing. I don't understand sunglass culture, you know, especially cheap-looking ones. But I did get a tattoo. It's not Butch. Yeah, Butch. It's a real Butch tattoo. Yeah, I got it for 59 cents. Which doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, you know, it's been like this for 10 years or more where, you know, you can buy something from China for less than it costs you to send a postcard. So, I mean, obviously the Chinese are given some sort of super mailing deal, you know, from the post office, where they're only paying like 3 cents a postcard or something. You know, just it's irritating to, you know, you're an American and you're being treated more shabbily than some, you know, whatever person in China trying to make a living. Blah blah blah. But anyway, just the world doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes any sense, and these people aren't going to help make it any sense either. They're just, you know, the three nihilist stooges or something. But anyway, it is, it's, you know, thanks for the memories, yeah, you could say. They've survived, which most people don't. So, you know, all around us are these tragic figures from the past. I don't know what happened to fake Sagan, but I mean, you know, just silly stories almost, you know. Articulate atheist becomes silly Christian apologist. I mean, that kind of stuff just shouldn't happen on Earth. You know, the bacteria should stop it. I mean, it just shouldn't be something possible, you know. It's like having a non-eaten corpse or something. I mean, it just shouldn't be things that happen. But anyway, yeah, they do. So, blah. So anyway, we'll play some of this. Like I said, no brains in head already did that, but I mean, just, I mean, it's a little self-serving because they actually mentioned me, which is, you know, yeah, so might as well, just for the fun of that. So Paul is the one talking, and he's remembering In Memoriam.
Whenever I think of anti-nihilism, I think of In Memoriam.
Yeah.
I get there. The whole subset of anti-nihilism is inextricable from In Memoriam in my mind.
Sure.
And so I don't really have, you know, whatever. I don't like talking about In Memoriam because I actually really like the guy.
Yes, shared mutual appreciation for each other's existence, and as look at as a minimum as fodder. Yeah, I had a lot of good conversations with Paul. Just can't change that as being a fact. I don't, you know, there's no big deal. Me not liking that he became kind of an indifferent nihilist. You know, a 15-year-old, really. I mean, he sort of became a 15-year-old and just relived his childhood. I guess that was somehow broken, and so he had to relive it again and again and again for 10 years. But whatever, you know. Compared to who? I don't like anybody on this planet. I mean, it's just a fact that, you know, everybody's a bit imperfect from, you know, my perspective. It's hard to find some truly admirable character somewhere. So I tend to be a little, you know, negative.
Sure. I think he's a irascible asshole or whatever, but I kind of like that in people. Right. And I've had a lot of good conversations with him, but it's kind of hard for me to extricate the whole philosophy of anti-natalism.
Likewise for me. I mean, just because I'm not a, you know, TV person or something, so the internet is the place. And obviously, I was, you know, I was sort of the player in some respects, and I just collected other people who started talking similarly. I sort of remember the moment I decided, you know, I'm going to say what I really think. So there was a part where I just did a lot of politics and atheism, kind of, you know, defending logic in some general way. And there was just this point where I said, oh, fuck this. Let's just tell the truth, okay? Because underlying all of it, I just had a, you know, I certainly believed it wasn't worth fixing our Constitution. It wasn't worth doing this and doing that and, you know, building Band-Aid machines and all of this crap. Because, yeah, the whole thing is stupid, and so let's just be done with it. You can't play this game rationally. If you have any decency, it's either it's going to kill you, I mean, because there's so many people out to screw you, or you're just going to die of sickness, you know, a grotesque, silly, stupid sickness. It's just going to consume you, and you're just going to wallow in a pit of your own tears, because it's just tragic and stupid all over the fucking place. Now, I would argue that these people are all smart enough to know that's the game. The game is just bacteria. We're just bacteria with brains. We'll all be back to an In Memoriam video and just recognize that we're just bugs living out silly little fables, you know, little Red Riding Hood stories that we're all telling. And the only attachment is our addiction to that story. We just can't put the book down. I can't put, my book is so special, my story is so special, I can't put the book down. So I can't close it, I can't end it, I won't write the last chapter because there's no chapter to write, right? There's no last chapter. It died happily ever after. What? No, you can't die happily ever after, that doesn't work. So there's nothing you can write in there that says, I'm done, unless you have a brain tumor. Then you can say, I'm done. Because now you're scared to death that tomorrow might show up and another page will be written in your horrible, evil, nastiest, torturous existence. And so, yes, you won't write the book anymore because it has a bunch of pages that are torture in it. So you say, fuck that, I'm not reading that anymore. But that's it. Come on, it's all so fucking stupid. And these morons who are marking, sorry, morons, you know, are mocking all of these, you know, the imbecilically stupid, they're still pretty fucking stupid. Right, so anyway, continuing. What does this mean, no vacancy? What the fuck does that mean?
racism from him.
It might have been me. You know, he's picked on me a few times.
He calls you the amazing wastiest.
Yes, it was brilliant. Yes. And I had a big, you know, theater fight with him. I made a video that was just, I thought, pretty good. Just a Rocky, you know, whatever you call that, ripoff. And, yeah, so it was a little sequence of videos where, you know, the gun was pointed at the nihilist retard, okay? I mean, so anyway, but this is a guy, obviously, I mean, he made a video mocking suffering, you know, by saying, hey, it makes a hamburger even better if you think about the suffering. You know, I mean, he doesn't take just about anything very seriously. Now, maybe all that's changed because he's become a empathist for trannyism, you know, squirrelism. Well, I mean, like I said, I have absolutely no empathy with any of the bigot types who, you know, find it insufferable that they might have to call somebody, you know, Mr. Squirrely. Who cares? Okay, I mean, that's not going to hurt me that much. So if somebody wants to be a squirrel, it's okay with me. Go ahead, be a squirrel. If you could make that work for you, okay. As long as you don't dig holes in my yard or some other kind of shit, or shit in my yard, yeah, okay, go be a squirrel. Who cares? So, you know, have no empathy with people who just are knee-jerk bigots, you know, who just have a problem because they don't like somebody else being something stupid and weird. But the ones who want to defend all of this crap, okay, this theater, as if, you know, the pretending is actually real, you know, that we have to come up with squirrel vaccines and we have to do a whole bunch of stuff for squirrels. I mean, that's the part where it just goes too far. No, it's not. I don't have to make a squirrel bridge across the highway. I mean, all this other kind of bullshit. I mean, fuck you. That's just silly. It's not everybody's problem. It's your problem. So, yes, I'm glad that you can find a way to deal with it, and I'll not get in your way, okay? I mean, I'm not going to put up a no squirrel zone sign, but please, you know, quit pretending you're so fucking important. There's all kinds of people with all kinds of problems. I mean, you can't really knock on any door and walk in and say, are there no problems in this household? No, there's problems.
Right.
Oh, right.
But, you know, honestly, the one time we really ever interacted directly, we got along swimmingly.
Yes, and it's unfortunate that you never attempted re-interaction. So, you know, that was too bad. You know, I had these, you know, stick camp things every weekend. And, you know, he came into the room once, and I remember it too. And we did get along, you know. You know, we were both pretty funny, and, you know, it worked out okay. And such. I mean, that's what part of this all has to do with, is this entertainment thing. And, and then there's the idea that you're competing entertainers. You know, you're all out trying to, you know, get the eyeballs and the, you know, the ears. You know, it just kind of perverts, again, something that should be about the subjects, you know, and it's seldom is. Like this, their video is just barely about antinatalism, let alone something more philosophically grounded, like what is life itself. But shit, I mean, you want to go live a few days in the ocean? You know, it really is as simple as the drawing of the fish, eating the fish, eating the fish, eating the fish. It's really that bad.
Because both of us were, like, having a conversation. And everyone else who joined the conversation, we would both just ridicule them as stupid as until they left. And then we would just continue our...
Yeah, well, that was the room, basically, though. You know, that, you know, it was sort of... The whole purpose of the room was for somebody to show up, make some sort of insipidly lame remark, and then just basically be, you know, beaten to death with it.
Conversation. And it was kind of cool. And it was like a little bit of a bonding experience.
What the hell is this picture doing here? I don't know. Who the hell is that? Jimmy Jaminson's Island. Is that somebody? It's not the guy who was there, so I don't know who that is. This looks a little bit like Paul, except he's not a cartoon character. Anyway, continuing.
And, you know, as far as antinatalism goes, I'm not an antinatalist.
So I don't know why you would say that. I mean, why in a sense, you certainly are. I mean, I don't think you have any perception that, you know, reckless child production does any good. I guess you could say you don't want population to be to continue growing, or do you want it to decline, or is there some? I mean, I guess there's got to be some part of the anti part you understand. I guess he's going to articulate that, but that's the problem with this word. I mean, you know, you got to say it more clearly in this. You know, anti procreation probably is a better word to start with, and then anti-reproduction, and then anti-life, and then anti-creation, and somebody came up with a good one in the comments. I have to remember what that one was, but these are probably better words.
But I sympathize with a lot of the stuff they say, but the thing, I mean,
what stuff that they say don't you sympathize with, I guess would have been the part to find out, you know. I mean, there was a time where he believed in some sort of crow religion or something. You know, like it was a crow on a house or something, and he figured it was a sign from the crow god or something. So, I don't know. I don't know whether he's continued with that religion, took it forward. You know, he might have. Maybe it's all in this background somewhere. 1JK. Oh, JK, so that's his name that he changed his channel to his name for a while, which was kind of funny. But anyway.
I would guess my position would be, like, I think there's way too much emphasis placed on having kids.
Well, why don't you just say that, you know, the argument I expected to show up just because of this fact that there are all these people who are rejecting traditional lifestyle, if you want to say it that way, is that why are we being taxed? You know, why are the people who don't choose to have a pet human, why do they have to pay for all the training of the little humans and the care of the humans and the policing of the humans and all this other crap they have to pay for, all these child services, all this fucking bullshit? And now we're extorted by all these, you know, the welfare whores just sit there and say, if you don't give me money, I'll torture the baby. You know, I mean, it's really bad. And all of that shit shouldn't exist, frankly, from a nihilist, selfish, capitalist perspective. It should be pretty obvious that, what the fuck? You're taking, I mean, at least 70-80% of taxes is for the raising of other people's kids. Just a fact.
And I think that it should be a decision taken much more seriously, and I think it should be taken by people who are truly committed and understand what really is required of parenting.
Can anybody know any of that and do any of that, and does any of that make any sense anyway? I'm a very good driver. I mean, what's the point? You know, walking up to people and asking, do you know what a heavy responsibility you have? You know, and they think their responsibility is make sure it has, you know, if it wants a purple popsicle, that I can go get it a purple popsicle. My kid won't go without any, you know, purple popsicle. I mean, it's, you know, it's so trivial what people think when they think about kids. It's just, you know, puppies.
And people,
yeah,
who,
I mean, I think I'm on the spectrum somewhere, but I just don't go all the way to anti-natalist. Like, I think that,
okay, well, you could just tell me what's the sticking point exactly? What human on this planet would you rather be? Okay, I could ask that. Okay, what life would you rather live? Even, you know, I mean, it's all tainted and scummy. I just don't know what's your big sticking point in recognizing that it's all an illusion, okay? That we're just, you know, we're just caught up in our little selfish story. And outside of that selfish story, okay, where you can imagine doing all kinds of fun things, it's all grisly crud. I mean, it's all you know, you could go, I mean, just even what people have to, you know, I was watching a guy the other day and he, you know, they're putting in a new driveway. And so there's the guy who, you know, they have the bricks along the side of the driveway and he's got a cement in between the little bricks and blah, blah, blah. And he probably does this every fucking day, this same fucking thing over and over and over. And it's a little grueling. I mean, they have to throw the bricks off the truck and he has to catch them and put them in place. You know, they have to wheelbarrow shit and you're just, you know, how much this taxing your physical body, plus it's so redundant. I mean, it just must be, you know, like little nails, you know, almost in your eye.
Way less people need to have children. Agreed. I'd be in favor of some, you know, the means testing legislation or whatever that intercedes before people pop one out.
Yeah, so it does get a little complicated because what are you going to do about those welfare whores? But that's, you know, my idea was to have just really nice orphanages because it'd probably be cheaper in the long run. You know, you could build in the whole education system right into the orphanage. You wouldn't, you know, just make things so much simpler. So just, you know, you can make it a Disneyland, so to speak, because you've got to wonder about how good an influence parents have anymore. I mean, now especially because their technology is always with them. They're always outed in all their secret little bullshit. Just the fact that people just live kind of debaucherous lives. I mean, nobody's living one of those, you know, there aren't any, you can't even say, you know, George Washington, you know, because everybody has a taint to them, right? I mean, Jefferson with his, you know, marrying his slave, well, you know, sleeping with, blah, blah, all kinds of stuff, you know, just lots of taints everywhere.
As I do think that, you know.
Which is, I mean, like, what you're talking about is a form of eugenics, right?
So it's eugenics to say there should be less people. No, I don't think so. If you said, oh, there should be less black people, there should be less this or that, well, then you're talking eugenics. Less people with, you know, inferior chromosomes, well, then you're talking about eugenics. But if you're just talking about the fact that kids, okay, any kid, should be raised by civilized people, then that's not eugenics. So they should have a word for cultural bigotry or cultural hatred or cultural disgust or cultural rejections. Because I am definitely a cultural rejectionist. I mean, I really have, I sense that I have no intellectual obligation to love any culture or to respect it in any way whatsoever, that it should be able to earn my respect as a set of memes or a set of themes or ideas. So a culture that has as its theme or idea, you know, do unto others as you want others do unto you, or the Jeffersonian notion that, you know, your rights end where somebody else's rights begin. Well, that's a kind of culture I like. Sure, I can do that. I like that part. Like, don't litter because, well, it's filthy and dirty and stupid, so don't do it. Don't speed because it's dangerous. You might kill somebody. Why are you risking other people for your entertainment? That's, you're violating the rules. You know, put a muffler on your fucking car. I mean, come on, this stuff isn't difficult. And people who can't even, you know, they can't even figure that shit out. And they should be designing a pathway for children. You know, they should be, you know, directing, you know, the creation of a human being when they can't even figure out, oh, my car is obscenely loud. Maybe I should do something about that. Make it louder. It's not the loudest one in town yet. I mean, what the fuck? So, I mean, I know, I mean, TJ probably wouldn't mind saying in, you know, a simple way that they should just shoot these assholes. You know, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how reckless he still is. But damn it. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe I'm not an anti-nihilist. I'm a shoot asshole-ist. Shoot the fucking asshole-ist. Yeah.
I get. It's I like don't a, know.
I mean,
I don't.
I mean, like it, we like the term exists, and you know, it's.
I don't
like,
think it's eugenics to like say no to a couple of people that are strong.
Right. So he's just making the argument. It's that's not what I'm saying, you fuckhead. Why are you changing the subject? So he's just defending himself from the accusation that he wants to Paulify the human race.
Hung out on crack. You know what I mean? I don't think crack is eugenic.
I feel
I'm
like
not talking about like a IQ test or anything. I'm talking about like just a let.
Well, what would be wrong with that even? You know, I mean, some of this stuff is sensible eugenics. I mean, if you did eugenics to say, well, let's make human beings, you know, more durable. So they have a more enjoyable life, less likely to have crippling diseases or ailments or, you know, conditions. It's not that bad an idea, frankly. I don't know who exactly would be opposed to it except the defectives who think they're perfect. And that's sort of delusional, right? I mean, you know, I mean, in a sense, we could eradicate cancer, you know, if we just would do this genetic thing, you know, just find the people that are don't get cancer till they're 117, and not an entirely stupid idea. Now, the idea that that moron who survives is going to have anything to do on this planet with that brain and those, you know, that survival is the part where obviously people who live very comfortable lives with very comfortable, you know, don't have too many things to worry about, end up, you know, hanging themselves in some bizarre sexual ritual. So, I mean, obviously people are so fucked up that why would you bother saving them?
Let's take a look at your psychological profile and your life and see if you can fit a child in such a way that that child could be competently raised.
It's so
raised.
Crazy.
But competently raised. So this doesn't really mean anything, because even the people who think they're being competent, I'm going to make him into a genius, or I'm going to make him, in, you know, they're really forcing a march. And what's that? You know, is that fair to, you know, give birth to something because it's going to be a soldier in your war? I mean, that's pretty insidiously evil. Yeah.
And like some of these memes I'll show you will kind of make some of these points honestly down the line. But
okay, so they do this, whatever that is, they do this mocking of the memes. But whatever, fine.
The standards for having a kid versus so many other responsibilities. Like, there's so many things you could do in this world where you're gonna have to prove competency.
A minimum competency. And it sort of makes sense, the whole driving thing. So yes, so that's, you know, this is nothing new. I mean, obviously the subject of there should be some kind of minimum standard for parenthood. And society is sort of applying one, okay? I mean, they do go inspect, you know, filthy, dirty environments where kids are being raised and say, oh, you, yes, the rats are okay, but you can't have any of that lead paint on the windowsill. So, you know, that kind of bullshit. So it's not very rational, you know. You know, I mean, it really isn't very rational.
When it comes to creating a new human being and socializing them to adulthood, it's
yeah,
like
you can't
anybody,
touch that.
Anybody can do it.
Yeah, you can't touch that. You can't even talk about touching that, or it's.
No, you really can, but the fact is that why it gets no traction is because there's so many people who are indifferent to the subject anyway. Well, that's, again, surprises me. I'm just saying all these nihilist, self-involved individuals, you'd think they'd catch on to the fact that, you know, half their money is going to finance other people's pets, essentially. And it would sort of piss them off, and they'd be more willing to talk about these subjects, even if they weren't real believers, just out of their own self-interest. You know, that it would occur to them that, you know, these procreators gotta tone this down, because I'm sick of paying for their decision, you know. But no, it doesn't, you know, sorry, they're too stupid. They can't even figure this out, that your taxes really aren't going to, you know, like I said, big giant hunk of them are just going to subsidize petting decisions.
Eugenics. Like, I'm not talking about, like, only pure-blooded white Aryans can breed or whatever. I'm not saying anything like that. In fact, I think that mostly it's white people that need to be reined in.
I want to point out that Paul just said that he only wants white people to reproduce.
Mini-me is just so useless. Anyway, you know, really, it's just fodder. Weeds in the garden. All right, so yeah, the point's already been made, but obviously, I'm going to just put some context on that, in that some of this is just, it's inescapable, frankly, to recognize some attachment to your narrative. And your narrative is going to have your ethnicity, your cultural, and your some genetic components. So if I was to say, look, I logically understand that there probably won't be any blonde-haired, blue-eyed humans, you know, in 200 years or something like that, because of the mudification. I mean, it's just, unless they're in a zoo somewhere, okay, it's not going to stay. It's not going to hold up. And I'd be dishonest if I said, oh, yeah, I can it's the same human race to me with them or without them. Well, it's not quite the same. And, you know, so I've used an analogy, you know, that where you're going to send people out to go infest another galaxy. You know, maybe people would be pretty underinvested if none of the people look like them. You know, like if you were Asian and we left out Asians, there was no Asians on the ship. Would you want to spend your tax dollars to send a bunch of others out there? So I just think there has to be a little bit of honesty that all people have an origin, and their origin is part of who they are. So even if they know full well the principle, okay, that they're not allowed to be racist, it's, you know, to some extent the aesthetics are going to get in the way. You can lie and say, dog do isn't ugly, and, you know, flowers aren't pretty. But, you know, I don't know if you can. That's probably not a good analogy. So I should find two things that are equal in terms of what they are. And one just happens to be, from Coke and Pepsi. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably not enough of the Uncola. Maybe I have to go Coke and 7-Up. And it just depends on which one you are. You're a pepper or you're not a pepper. Anyway, I don't want to drag this out. I'm not trying to give any inches to racism. I'm just trying to concede that some of it has to exist. I mean, I don't think you can avoid recognizing that there are differences. Now, some people seem to be able to avoid it. But logically, it's kind of, I mean, I always recognize people as being black. I mean, it's not like I can't notice it. Or people have an accent. I recognize they have an accent. Oh, he's Russian. Or he's, you know, it's not something I don't see. And then when you get into the cultural arguments, you know, the argument would be, you know, what kind of culture is that? So you could argue that in the past, Russian culture was one thing, but now it's getting represented by booze and shysters, you know, just computer fraud and all kinds of racketeering even. And, you know, again, Arabs used to be Arabs, you know, and now they're Muslims, you know. So, I mean, when I grew up early, you know, Muslims weren't that big wasn't some sort of horrible disease the human race had. Well, these Muslims, but it sure became one. All right, so it's probably enough of that, right? I think they're going to do the meme stuff now. You know, they're just going to. Well, that's okay. We can do some of that.
Wow,
messed crazy. Up, man.
Messed up that Paul would say that.
But you know, I whatever your circumstances are, I believe that you have a duty, a baseline duty, to be able to support a child that.
Right. So you've already sort of said that, but okay. Yes, we got this. And it just seems kind of funny, right, that everybody doesn't agree. And that apparently there's a whole bunch of liberals. I don't know who's doing it. I guess it would have to be them and the Christians, maybe, I don't know, who just doesn't, the Christians are so, they're so biblical, that they're so against abortion that I guess they're for reckless baby making. But I don't know, I would think they would have a real cultural problem with that, just because they don't want to take care of poor people. So their hypocrisy always exists, right? They're opposed to the abortion, but they don't mind if real baby, they hate that fetuses would be killed, but they really don't mind if babies die. It just doesn't make much sense. So it's hard to find out. I mean, it's hard for this not to have been a subject. I mean, why wouldn't this be a subject that, well, we really have to create some sort of, we have a bunch of no, don't litter signs. We tell people about yielding and there's a right turn coming, but we don't have any signs saying, don't recklessly have a kid, you motherfucker. I mean, we don't have any kind of negative social penalty. We don't even paint, a scarlet P for poo on their shoe or something. I mean, there should be some penalty, some reward and punishment mechanism, like just rewarding people for not having kids. I mean, that something that simple, like, okay, if you reach 17 and you haven't had a kid, you get $1,000. If you reach 18 and you haven't had a kid, we'll give you $2,200, that kind of thing. Just so we get rid of all this recklessness. Some sort of reward that'll give people incentives not to make this mistake. I mean, at least not to make it as a mistake. I mean, there'll always be retards who do it on purpose. But if you can get rid of the accidentals, that's a huge, 90%. All right, anyway. So we'll take a pause here and decide which way we go. I don't know if it's a real ways. We could go a little bit this way or a little bit that way, but it really won't be that way or that way. All right, appear to be back a bit later. Okay, so one of the points that comes to mind in terms of, again, these are sort of nihilist kind of people, self-absorbed. They might even just contemplate, how they got here on Earth, and that the package they're in, was just a matter of circumstances. And I would say, for most of us born in America and blah, 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 advantageous circumstances. And that the reality of all these people having all these kids and all these crappier circumstances means that it can only get worse. That whatever life I'm living now, it's going to be a worse one, in the future. And you can't really look at it any other way, that you're going to be riding these horses, so to speak. They're not really that distant from your reality. I guess it just requires a little bit of intelligence to understand when you're in a multiplayer game that you really are beating yourself, and you want to make sure you don't do too much damage. And, so you think out of their own self-interest in terms of not wanting probably to live as an asshole, which most people will be kind of destined to be, is assholes, stupid or ignorant or, without any good ethical judgment. Yuck. It's a dismal prospect
you bring into the world. And if you're just going to be dumping that child off on your parents or dump...
I wish that's how it worked, but no, they dump it off on society and it becomes everybody's problem. And just to live in a house, you have to pay $10,000 a year just to live in your house. you can't just live in your house. No, you got to pay $10,000 a year or else they come and get you.
Dumping that child off or denying that child the basic needs that the child needs to be nurtured and grow up, then I don't think...
What all that is, right? Again, all this nurture thing, who knows what the strategy is. Do you force your kid to play the piano? Do you force your kid to play the violin? Do you do this? Do you do that? I mean, all these things are open questions. And none of it's ethical. I mean, it's all imposition. And for what project? For what purpose? Why do you have a right to draft people into your "I want to live forever" army? You know, it's just rude.
You should be having children. I don't think you should be able to make a decision to bring a life into this world and ruin it.
I think and we can all agree
about it. Like, parents are the A1 most important thing that a child has. You learn literally everything about being a human being from your parents. So if you're an
I'm just saying, I think that role can be taken by a machine, frankly. I think it can be done, you know, it can be mimicked. It's not a very complex function, frankly. Interest and devotion and a little bit of discipline, you know, and the rest of it's just telling stories and basically, you know, make your kid feel guilty or make your kid feel ashamed or make your kid feel something to motivate it to do better and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, I think almost anybody can fill that role. Anything. I mean, it might be better just to let, you know, whoops, I didn't want to do that. Just let dogs raise kids, you know, or something like that. I don't know where we were, so I'll have to find out. Sorry.
Off on your parents.
No.
Or dumping that child off. Or denying that child the basic needs that the child needs to be nurtured and grow up. Then I don't think you should be having children. I don't think you should be able to make it.
Well, I just think of the people like in the military or some other kind of thing, and they're moving the kid around every 3 years and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all this disruption, all this dangerous stuff, all kinds of stuff to break them psychologically, you know, and harm them psychologically. Yeah. Well, how much risk are you allowed to expose a kid to? Just, you know, this kid's right now being raised next to paper mills or some other kind of thing where they're probably being, you know, 10 years is being taken off their life just in terms of the fact that they're, you know, being poisoned slowly.
Decision to bring a life into this world and ruin it.
I think and we can all agree
about it. Like, parents are the A1 most important thing that a child has. You learn literally everything about being a human being from your parents. So if you're an absentee parent, you're off that kid.
Well, the formative years of your life, you do.
I don't even know what a formative versus no. So I don't know whether it makes a difference. I mean, which ones are more important, the role models of your later life or the, you know, the zookeepers of your early life? They're both important, frankly.
Then it shifts the peer groups.
Well, yeah, but I mean that the formative. I mean, think about
peer groups. I don't think do anything to you permanently. I mean, in terms of identity, I think they can only do temporary damage at worst and get you thinking you're something we are not or something. Yeah, but yeah, I don't think the gang does much. Well, that's my short thinking. Yeah. It doesn't seem as durable. That would be my impression, that the effects of friends is less durable than the effects of other things. But I guess it depends on how close the friendship is. Close friendships ruined badly probably do ruin you for life. I mean, they probably do have a lifetime effect on giving you a taint of depression.
Just that term. When you're forming your ideas on how human beings interact, it is your parents, period.
Oh, and genetics play a role too. There's a number of factors.
Oh, genetics, whatever that is. Blah, 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 blah. There's no like happy genetics, sad genetics, I don't think.
Because I believe.
Hello.
This fun, unfun. Oh, so this is the commercial. So I guess that's a good enough place to stop. The rest of the video is just meme stuff. So I guess they lost the theme, you know, the Inmendum theme. I could probably jump ahead, but I got bored somewhere in here. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Probably going to be a commercial now.
People still talk about having kids like it's 81 and we still have the illusion of a future world. this one reminds me of Paul.
Yeah, well, if Paul has gotten to be a bit bleak about the future, it's, you know, it's not uncalled for in terms of there's real science, you know, that does indicate that we really can make the planet kind of unsurvivable. I suppose there'll always be people like Musk or something who can build their own undersea world or something and figure out how to survive it. But yeah, who knows?
I mean, that is something that you ought to consider, right? When you're fucking having a baby, they're going to outlive you by 30, 40, 50, 60 years, you know? Like, what is the world going to look like in that time? If you follow any fucking news and do any thinking about it whatsoever, your answer to that is probably going to be pretty fucked up.
Yeah, they're only going to outlive you by like 20 or 25 years, right? Depends on when you have the kid, of course. But it's probably not going to be that much. It turns into less difference than you think. You know, when you actually start living this life, your parents seem like they're from 100 years ago. But, you know, it all tightens up as you get older.
So that is something that ought to be fucking considered.
Parents are like, you should be grateful I only traumatized you half as much as my parents did.
this is so fucking
true. Oh my god, I don't know, has anyone not heard this shit from their fucking
parents? And even if you've heard it and you're a parent, you'll say this exact same shit.
I used to get this all the time.
I don't think you would say the same damn shit, right, frankly. Because it's just too silly, this whining about, you know, how much worse somebody had it, how much more of a contest it was, as if that would be a positive thing anyway. sneeze came over me. Anyway, you probably had some of that get on you. Sorry about that. Continuing.
My dad would beat the shit out of me. He'd spank me. And I'd be fucking sitting there blubbering. And he would be like, man, you fucking lucky my daddy wasn't raising you, you know? And it's like, yep.
That's my cope. I'm only half as bad as he was, so.
You know, I said my dad.
It is true. They would hit people with real sticks and all kinds of crap. So you can sort of argue that that's true. But the other extreme exists. You know, my parents had it fairly good. But they did, you know. You know, they don't have any, I walk 10 miles to school every day. No, they only did that like 3 times. You know, it didn't happen that often.
Yeah, I was a massive piece of shit. I'm only half as bad. I'm just a total piece of shit. It's like, all right, thanks. All right, Dad, you win. What if you had been aborted? Then I would have been aborted, lol. Like, what do you mean, what if? I simply would have been aborted. I wasn't sentient person yet, LMFAO.
Yes, and how would the world have changed? I mean, that's always the question to ask, you know, going through the numbers. I mean, how many people did you actually kill, you know, that you don't know about, and how many people did you save that you don't know about? Because that's what you're doing, you know, every day, is you're changing people's destinies in these little tiny ways, and guess what? It's going to kill some of them, and it's going to save some of them, and it's just so ludicrous. But wouldn't those be nice answers to be able to have, is to just know, oh, okay, so, you know, what is the actual footprint? You know, what's the actual blood in the vial for my existence? How much has it secreted? How much did it suck the life out of something? How much did it torture? How much did it do all these things? And certainly it would make this whole conversation moot, because everybody would realize their life is much more expensive than it's worth. That you've cost the environment, you know, all kinds of horror.
I would have never known. Yeah, like this, man, this is like one of the dumbest ones. Imagine if you had been aborted. It's like, I never would have given a shit. I never would have existed. I would have existed momentarily as like a clump of fucking cells that can't fucking think. So who gives?
So, right. But that's, you also have to acknowledge that part of abortion is an actual procedure that actually does happen to a little creature. And you have to sort of make the argument that the creature isn't really capable of recognizing good, bad, and to react to it properly, and that's so it's not going to feel anything because it can't learn yet. It's not developed enough to start learning, so there's no point for it to feel anything. So you have to do all that arguing first. But whatever. We get the point. Let's jump ahead a little.
This is a camera lucida.
Unfortunately.
For the whole of the 19th century, it was the indispensable drawing aid for great masters and technical illustrators alike. And yet,
it was a great cheater. Guys. Yes.
It's the only purpose.
The great cheaters. Oh, dear. Elon Musk's father, Elon Musk, announces he has welcomed a second child with his stepdaughter, who he raised since she was 4 years old. What? Ew.
What was this that had it? Errol Musk.
Errol Musk.
Who's he to Elon?
His father.
Weird.
I know, right? The baby you abort could have cured cancer. The gay kid you bullied into suicide could have cured cancer. The 14-year-old dead after a school shooting could have cured cancer. The baby you...
Right. Nobody did it. So, yeah, so... And if they cured cancer, they probably spread syphilis or something. So, you know, there's always a trade-off. They did something nasty somewhere.
But you want to kill it. I tell people I want a dog. They're like, how big is your home? Can you handle mornings? How much money do you make? Do you have time for long, rigorous walks? Which is weird, considering the only qualification necessary to get told to have a human baby is woman, 30s, alive.
Because people 30s? Turn their...
30s, yeah, sorry, no. Yeah, that's way off. 15, you know, 13. It's pitiful, the mistakes people make. So yeah, there's all these statistics about this kind of stuff. You know, if women have kids before they're 18, then they're more likely to have 5. And if they have them after they're 18, they're more likely to have 2. So, I mean, there's all kinds of little statistics like that, indicating that the longer you wait, the less likely you're going to make this dumb, stupid, retarded, irresponsible, impositional decision. Because you won't be a reckless, selfish asshole, as much of one, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what they say.
Yeah.
That's a little late.
It is a little late.
Well, people turn their brains off.
She's probably in her 30s.
There's no critical thinking skills. It's just like, you're supposed to do this, so do it.
The girl I hooked up with wants to have an abortion.
Well, they kind of missed the point of that, which was pretty good, that we have lots of critiques about how, you know, what people are capable of taking care of. We force people to file environmental impact statements. You can't put a... You know, you can't do some modifications to your house without filing a permit and have somebody inspect. Well, that's how it's supposed to work anyway. But no, having kids, open license.
Legally. But I want to raise the baby. What can I do? A girl, 20, I, 22, hooked up with, became pregnant, and she wanted to abort it. I'm 100% against abortion and adoption. She told me that she would have the baby and give me full custody. But I don't want to have that responsibility 24/7.
What?
I don't have a job, but I want to be there for my kid. She said that since I don't have a plan, she will have the abortion. I think she's being selfish and not like a loving mother. It's not even illegal where I live to do this.
Oh, whatever. This sounds like fake news, frankly, but whatever. Shoot them both. I won't mind, personally.
How can I make sure she has a baby? Like I said, I don't mind helping, but it can't do 24/7. I also don't want the baby given to some random people. It's literally going to happen soon. Any advice will help. Also, I respect if a woman needs to have an abortion if the kid will have mental/physical problems, but not a healthy kid, especially my kid.
Which, by the way, he's not willing to be the single dad.
I think the person who needs to be aborted is you, bro.
Does he realize that not
all... Yeah, good. That's the right thing to say. You know, both of them. You know, really. Just, you know, happy accident, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. It's just moron, 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 moron. I mean, don't take any of it seriously. Don't recognize, you know, any of the pragmatic facts of life.
All children are born with mental and physical problems that a lot of that comes about. We're having a deadbeat of a fucking parent that doesn't take care of them, you know?
Yeah, that's a
I love the fact.
Look, half the people become disabled by 50 years old to some extent. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people living a miserable retirement, frankly, because of all the nagging crap that crops up. The diabetes is in all the other shit that happens to you. now, I'm sitting here right in the middle of that, you know, this almost reached a retirement age, almost. And I'm like, oh, I'm so ready to die. I mean, it's just physically, it's physically uncomfortable being older. Nothing's just, it's a little bit off, right? You're just, you know, I know something's off. I know something's broken. But you can't identify any of it, you know. It is just really irritating. You. Yuck. Golden years? No way. Poop brown years.
She's willing to have this baby and give him full custody. And he's like, no, nah, I don't want that.
Come on. Well, he has this fantasy clear that she's going to be a mom. Because then it would
mess up my life, bro.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, fake news, really. I don't think it's a real story, but whatever. Let's jump ahead. Oh, cartoons are fun.
And the cycle perpetuates itself unto infinity.
Ain't it beautiful?
It's the circle of life.
I like the circle of suffering.
Right, so why are you for it? Why can't you say you are anti-natalists? If you recognize the fact that there's this huge percentage of losers. I mean, it's like an Olympics, right? I mean, let's intellectually examine the Olympics. And what do we get? You know, we get like four people that are really happy after the Olympics. And, you know, 40,000 people who are really not happy. Okay, whose life is ruined. They spent 10 years working for something and failed dismally. I mean, it's, you know, why would you do this? Why would you say I vote for that? No, that's really dumb. Let's not do that. Let's just pass over this. Because the competition really isn't fruitful. It really isn't life-enhancing.
Not wanting kids because you know you're selfish and too emotionally absent to care for them is not the villain y'all make it out to be. That's one less child who would have to experience.
Oh, look, doing the right thing for the wrong reason sucks. So let's just, you know, come on. People should not have children for the right reason because it's just goddamn stupid. No good reason to do it. No good reason to impose the risk. No good reason to put a child on a tightrope over a bunch of daggers and force them to march. No good reason.
Neglect. It's one less kid in the foster system or one less abused kid.
I mean, this type of shit, like the counter to this is just going back to that idea. And I really think that a lot of what drives this whole like anti-child-free movement.
It's whatever. I mean, really, what drives it is a simple recognition of the fact that this is waste. There's a huge waste here. And there's absolutely nothing about this voyage that needs to take place. So it's just that if this is the Titanic. And the plan was not to go anywhere. You know, the plan was we're not going to actually get to North America. No, we're just going to, you know, go out in the water and sink the boat. I mean, there's no plan here. There's a big waste. And there's no frickin' accomplishment. Nothing is accomplished.
Is social conformity. It's like, I did it, so you better do it too. If everybody does...
Well, that's the anti-natalist movement. It's, I guess, you know... Well, we're all not 100% perfectly articulate. So, for Jabba the Hutt, he's doing okay.
Is it, then that justifies me doing it. But if there are people that choose not to do it, that means maybe I could have chosen not to do it.
Maybe I wrong, and that's not possible.
Look, there's a lot of people defending their bad decision, so obviously that happens. There's a, you know, bunch of people who had kids, and they're trying to pretend it all is fun, and they're having a great time, and it was all worth it, and all that kind of crap. And so they'll justify it and propagandize in defense of it, and try to get other people to make the same mistake, so their mistake doesn't look as stupid. Nothing new there. All right, jump a little bit ahead.
Baby Boomer voice. Kids today are too soft. In my day, we were emotionally abused by our parents.
We already did this. Yeah, so fuck that. We'll jump ahead.
What his other opinions are.
Like, it's like, dude, it's like, be proud
for
of
this
like,
take alone, he is awesome.
Be proud of something you've done. I mean, like, yeah, you had a part in creating your kid, but don't try to live vicariously through your kid. Let them be their own.
Don't do it through your pet either or anything else. I mean, pets get more complicated because I think people need just to oblige them to participate in being alive. They need something to care for, you know, because if they don't have something else to care for, they'll just rot and die. You know, they'll give up. They won't wake up in the morning. So, you know, it's probably good for some people to have a pet because it does force them to get dressed and participate and do all this kind of stuff that they wouldn't do if they didn't have any obligations, I think. But, you know, for a lot of people, it's, again, one of these Vogue things. You know, they get the designer dog and they walk down the street like showing off their designer dog, and you know, it is all just abusery. You know, they're just using the animal as some extension of their clitoris. Yeah, look how shiny it is.
Badly sad, you really face can't.
They will be fine.
Oh well,
dude, I was so fucking worried.
I was worried about that, man. You know,
but then Elon Musk, one of the richest people to ever exist, shows up and is like, "Fine."
Oh, he's not that rich, but whatever. And he's only rich in Donald Trumpian fake money. Okay, it's only preposterous suckers that made him rich. So just understand, the companies don't actually make money. The companies don't actually, they're not actually functional. He's just making money on selling shares to retards. I'm not saying you can't get rich, it's just a pyramid scheme. You're somebody's going to get, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who get poor, okay? When it gets acknowledged that this company will never make any money.
You know what? Don't even sweat it, bro.
Meanwhile, doesn't his fucking daughter hate him?
Paul, you're supposed to simp for Elon at all occasions, don't you understand?
Lord Elon.
If right, Elon is brought up, you're an Elon simp, Paul.
I got love it. You, Lord Elon.
Forget your place, Paul. I guess you did.
You are so beautiful.
You're supposed to hate.
Elon's only popped out a bunch of kids. Doesn't he have like six kids or something?
Elon, yeah, he's a fucking kid factory, bro.
I mean, look at his dad, though. His dad's like, gotta keep fucking, son. Don't invest.
Obviously, the.
Whatever. And obviously they'll all be of no accomplishment, so they'll be the same owners of rackets and shysteriers, you know, the three shysteriers. I mean, it's all just, these aren't the people going to fix anything on planet Earth. No, they're just going to help break things some more.
Value was passed down.
Son, there's only one piece of advice I can give you. Just fuck and fuck some more. Never stop.
Obviously, sex and procreation are two different subjects, but whatever, Barney. Blah, 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 blah. So apparently you have to go to whatever, their special place to go see the rest of the videos, and I don't know what all this crap means. I don't know what an onion nuggets is. You know, I don't know. I don't get cherry bomb, I guess this is. I don't know. I don't. Who knows what the fuck? Oh, it's fat, greasy pigs. Well, no. Oh, deep fried fat. So that thing is still a thing. It's hard to believe, but yeah, I'll have to. Maybe I'll go looking, seeking greater, whatever. But it looks so similar to what they were doing like 10 years ago that I guess not much has changed. Likewise for myself, I suppose. So anyway. Well, yeah, that was a whole video, so maybe I shall save other subjects for other videos, since there'd be a continuity issue, I suppose, if I went on to something else. So I won't do that. Anyway, so yeah, this is today's video. Okay, it's not high quality, but it'll have to do. Considering, you know, it's got some pretty poor acting in it. Mini-Me, Vigo, the whatever is, you know, the horrible, something like that, the terrible, and Java. Yeah. Yes, it's not much you can make out of it. Anyway, so till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. Seems there should be more, but fuck it. That'll be it. So, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot.